You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our Down the Line football podcast, where we talk to blind and partially sighted football fans about, well, the beautiful game. And today we are focusing on previewing the upcoming EFL football season, that is being the Championship, which is the division below Premier League, League One and League Two. Joining me for this are Andrew, Ryan and Alex. Hello to you all.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to start with the Championship, of course, first, the race for the Premier League promotion and all that. And I want to start with Wolves and West Ham. You know, they're both two out of the three relegated teams, and both are, you know, being talked about fair favourites to go back up. Andrew, your thoughts, you know, do you think West Ham and Wolves or one or both can do it? What are your thoughts on them too?
I think it depends how they both start, but I would imagine they'll definitely be in the top six, more likely as well as Burnley as well. I think the teams that come down with the parachute payments are normally have too much strength throughout the season. And I think West Ham have certainly kept quite a few of their players from last season with a couple of good Championship players mixed in. So I think they'll probably be the favourites for the title. And then Wolves, more likely favourites for second.
Alex, coming to you, I mean, what I was quite surprised about when it comes to West Ham is they kept hold of Jared Bowen, where most people thought he would leave. How crucial do you think players like him are to West Ham's bid for promotion or even Championship glory?
I mean, I think he's probably one of their key players this season, to be fair, because I think obviously last season they kind of went, no one expected them to go down, I don't think, and then they just plummeted. But I think it's either going to be one of them two. It's quite hard to tell right at the start of the season which one's going to get it, but it's definitely going to be one of them two.
Ryan, your thoughts on Wolves? I mean, they've been pretty much relegation candidates for majority of the season. Last season, it seemed, you know, they got Rob Edwards in, didn't really work out. You know, they've got a new manager now. Do you think they'll be able to go back up?
Well, to be fair, I don't think they should have got rid of Rob Edwards in the first place. I think with what he was given, I thought he did actually quite well. But the fact that they've still got players like Mane in there, the young 18-year-old, who was really good in the Premier League last season. I mean, I got to see him at Molineux last season. He was brilliant. They've got some really good players coming down. And I just think that, yeah, them and West Ham have kept enough players and added enough to keep it interesting. I just think there's going to be a few more challenges from lower down the league maybe this season.
So last season, Wrexham almost got the promotion, but not quite. It was quite close for them indeed. What do you think will happen with Wrexham? Do you think they'll manage to do better? Alex, let's come to you. Do you think they'll do better, or do you think, you know, how will they manage to keep up with the Championship momentum?
I mean, obviously, they've had back-to-back promotions, right? So I think everyone fully expected them to go up. But obviously, with the financial backing of their owners, I think they'll do really well. It's just luck of the draw, I think, for them. I think the only way is up, but, you know, it's just how it goes with the teams around them, probably.
Well, to be honest, I think they're a little bit of a victim of their own success. Going up consistently and quickly can cause a few issues. I just think they need to stabilise a bit and maybe push on in the second half of the season, which they mainly did. They sort of pushed up and really did challenge for the playoffs. I mean, they've got the argument that Southampton shouldn't have been in there in the first place, but there's nothing they can do about that. But I think if they just try and be as solid to start with as possible and then maybe push on from there, you're looking at really a push for January, because the Championship's such a good league that with so many good teams in it, you just need to kind of get in there, get a few points on the board and then push on. So hopefully they'll just have the experience of pushing on in the second half of the season and really trying to secure a good spot.
I agree with what Ryan said. I haven't seen Ipswich go from League One to the Championship to the Premier League in 2 years. You could see it's, you know, they just probably weren't prepared for it, although they did a very good job last year. I think they signed Patterson yesterday, didn't they? The goalkeeper from Sunderland, who is a good goalkeeper, certainly at that level, if not maybe higher. And I think they, you know, it takes a while for the club to adapt. You know, the they'll have a there are some new higher end championship players come in, I'm sure, and then they'll be a strong team and they'll be hard to beat at the race course. But I think the fact that the playoffs and the championship have dropped down to eighth position will give them a better chance, and it should hopefully create a bit more competition towards the end of the season, because if you're not, say, at the end of last season, the teams that were up the top were up there most of the season, and there was quite a few teams in the middle that didn't really stand a chance of getting in the playoffs, and you get a lot of sort of dead rubbers at the end of the season, which is a shame. But I think this season should be a bit more entertaining.
When it comes to the playoff, additional playoff places, I just want to get a quick word from each of you. Do you think it will make things a bit more exciting? Ryan, let's come to you.
Seeing the system in the conference, and it's not something I particularly like. It just extended things too much. I can see the point of trying to make mid-table teams compete, but these leagues are normally that packly tight, that they don't seem to have that issue, because a few points can take you quite far up and down the leagues anyway. So in a way, it makes it more exciting, but it's just trying to pack more football into an already quite a harsh season, especially in the championship when you've got so many games.
I think I'm very much agreeing on Ryan. I mean, from my experience in League Two, usually at the end of the season, it just comes down to 1 point or 2 points. It's always good trying to be more competitive, but I don't see it changing that much, because usually it just comes down to a point of who gets a playoff and who doesn't.
I think it will have a better impact. However, I think the only time you'd have a real cause to not like it is if you finished third and you got knocked out of the playoffs by a team that finished eighth, because normally there's quite a big points difference, and I think that could be ruffle a few feathers. But I think it's good for the league that there's more competition in it. Like Ryan said, the league, there's quite a lot of, which West Ham and Wolves will find this year, is that when you get out of the top four, there's quite a lot of those teams are very evenly matched, and there's not an awful lot in it from top to bottom. There's, they're all quite hard to break down. I think they're, over the course of 46 games, the better teams come out on top. But I think, the race for the playoffs will be quite interesting.
I want to talk about, first of all, Birmingham City, because they've got a lot of backing behind them and plenty of momentum from last season, almost made it to the playoffs. Ryan, do you think for Birmingham the key is achieve promotion this season, or will they be satisfied with the playoffs? What do you think they'll be aiming for?
I do think that, a lot of the bookies have them in the favourites to go up, but they've got the financial backing, they're building the squads quite well, and that they're adding additionally. But to be honest, to finish in the playoffs, I think would be a good target for them this season, and I think they could do quite well.
Andrew, what are your thoughts on Birmingham? Do you think they can push for promotion and challenge teams that have finished considerably above them last season?
Yeah, I do. I think they can definitely challenge for the playoffs. I think they'll be up against some really good teams. I think to get past West Ham, Wolves, Burnley, Middlesbrough, most likely. Millwall possibly, and then there'll be teams like Norwich in there, Wrexham. I think it's going to be tough for all of them, but like we've been saying, it makes for a really interesting season, because I think they're St Andrews isn't always an easy place to go.
I can echo what Andrew said, really. It's obviously they've got a pretty good shot, but obviously they've got some really big teams around them, particularly Wrexham, who've got all the cash in the world, it seems. So they've definitely got a hard job for themselves. But if they got, get the right players in and have the right backroom staff and everything, they've definitely got a good shot on it.
Now then, let's move on down to League One. And we have to start with, I have to say, Leicester City for me. I mean, they've not had a great few years, have they? I mean, Andrew, Leicester City, key for them is promotion back up, surely.
Definitely. I think anything less than that would be considered a failure, but I don't see them struggling. I think they've just made a couple of good signings. They signed Connor Chaplin and Wes Burns from Ipswich, who haven't seen them play for the last few years. They'll be great servants to the club, and I think they'll I don't think they'll struggle at all, to be honest. But it's just, it's always acclimatising to the league, I guess. You know, like they start on Saturday lunchtime at Notts County. You know, that's, it'd be a full house. You know, a local derby, and it's just not easy to get going, I suppose. And the everywhere they go, they'll all the smaller teams as such will be looking to cause an upset, and then obviously everyone that comes to the King Power will look to do the same. So it's not going to be particularly easy. But I think over the course of the season, you know, that they could afford to have a bit of a dip at the start, and then they could just power on, and I think they'll probably end up getting in the top two.
They need to aim for automatic, because, to be honest, I'd say League One has 16 very strong teams in it and a relegation battle. So I think they won't find it as easy as maybe they originally predicted. The Notts game will be a fun one. I'm actually going to that one. And I think, we'll see what happens. But I think they may struggle a bit more than everybody would originally presume.
Alex, do you think League One will be a different challenge for Leicester City than the Championship or even the Premier League was?
When you get down to League One or League Two, they are completely different leagues to the Championship and the Premier League. It's definitely more scrappy, so I think it will definitely be a shock to the system for them. But obviously, you know, their first game of the season is away, so you are away from home and you're going to a local rival, so unfortunately the odds are stacked against them.
I want to talk about Sheffield Wednesday next. They also went down to League One, and they've had all sorts of points deductions and all sorts of going on last season, so relegation was talked about quite a lot for Sheffield Wednesday. Ryan, how do you think they'll manage in League One? They've been there before. They've had that, I remember that iconic playoff match against Peterborough, which was quite phenomenal to watch. What are your thoughts on Sheffield Wednesday?
To be honest, I think if you go by the fact that they celebrated getting 0 points last season, I think this season might be a bit of a fresh relief for Wednesday, because yes, they'll be expected to do well in the league, but they feel like they've escaped not existing anymore, that they can push on and just enjoy football again. I mean, the supporters really did get behind them last season in such a dire situation. I think they actually quite enjoy themselves and enjoy having the pressure taken off them of losing the team. They've obviously got Barry Bannon back, which is years Sheffield Wednesday. He is the walking, talking version of the club, and I just think they might actually enjoy themselves and hopefully not have too much pressure on them, and they can do well.
They'll be a tough team to beat, but I think it just depends how they settle down, because I think they're from what the kind of players they were looking to bring in, they were looking to bring players in from the Championship, which is a good sign, and I think they will they might take two or three games to find their feet maybe, but I think they'll be absolutely fine. I mean, Hillsborough, again, is a great football stadium with a lot of history, and it always well supported. And the same way, I think statistically they've got the best away support in the country. I think they'll be fine. I don't think, I agree with Ryan. I think the last season was such a nightmare. I think they'll probably just enjoy themselves this year, and they'll be able to crack on a bit without the dark clouds looming over them.
Here's a question for you, Alex. Who do you think has a better chance of promotion, Leicester City or Sheffield Wednesday?
To be fair, I think Sheffield Wednesday might have a better shot, because just to echo what the other two have said, you know, they have a very rich history with a support base that's quite extensive, and the 12th man always helps. So... you know, if they're bringing players in from the Championship who've got more experience and can help the less experienced players, they've definitely got a shot.
Now then, you always have in League One these kind of surprise teams, or teams that will, you know, compete with the quote-unquote favourites for promotion. I'm looking at teams like Luton Town, like Notts County, like Stockport. You know, these teams, I think they could surprise, but I want to get your thoughts. Andrew, who do you think is going to be a surprise package in E1?
I think probably Stockport would be my team. I think they've a bit like we were saying about Wrexham earlier, they've been growing year on year, and I think they'll be strong again. I think they'll probably pick up a few players. They're in a good location to pick up some good up-and-coming players from the you know, greater Manchester area, Cheshire, Lancashire region. So I think they'll probably be good.
Ryan, when it comes to kind of League One surprise package, who would yours be?
I wish it was Notts County because it's the team I follow, but I actually think Luton Town's going to have a really good season down there. And I mean, they stabilised themselves at seven after dropping down a lot. And I just feel the way they progressed at the end of the season, trying to get towards the playoffs. I just think if they can carry on that momentum, they've got a couple of decent new players. I just think that Luton can push on and challenge the big boys.
We're moving to League Two now before we finish up. And I want to look at the teams who've gone down. We're looking at Port Vale and Rotherham. Do you think both of them will manage promotion one way or another? Let's start with you, Alex.
I think having watched Port Vale last season, I think they struggled in League Two, so it was no surprise that they went down. Could they come back up? I mean, it's possible. But I think, yeah, I think they're the more likely two, I think, to come back up again.
Ryan, how about you? Who do you think kind of the relegated League One teams will come back up from League Two?
Well, the team from South Yorkshire, who I can't pronounce, oddly enough, they always seem to be involved in a relegation or a promotion battle. So it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if they came back up. And Port Vale seem to have a good owner who seems to try and back the team as much as she can. But I think they'll just be looking for stability.
I think they'll be shell-shocked from getting relegated, but I think they'll be strong. You know, they've got a good, they've got a nice stadium, good facilities, and I think they'll be, you know, they'll be right up there. I think if not in the, you know, in the top two, they'll be in the top six, and I think they'll probably be able to recruit quite a lot of good players. Again, from they're in a football rich part of the country, I think there'll be, you know, lots of youth team players and fringe players from the bigger clubs in Yorkshire and the wider area that would be quite happy in League Two.
I want to talk about finally York City and Rochdale. They have had a phenomenal title battle in their National League last season, and they have both gone up to League Two. And I'm curious what you guys think will happen with them, how far they can go. Ryan, what do you think?
To be honest, a lot of the teams coming up from the non-league do progress very quickly, because I think there should be more teams coming up from the conference non-league, because the quality at the top of that league seems to be that when these teams come up, they progress quite a bit and are often involved in promotion challenges and often level out about League One or in promotion relegation battles at the between the two leagues. So I think they've got, both teams have got every chance of riding the wave and progressing well in the league.
They'll both do quite well. I would really like to see York City do well. I think they seem like a nice club. I mean, Rochdale, I've had more recent experience in the league, but having a few years out of it would be tricky, and they're not quite as big a club, are they? So I think they'll both be fine. You know, like Ryan says, I mean, look at Bromley. That years ago, not even that long ago, I saw Bromley play at Braintree in the conference, and you know that as soon as just getting out of the National League is the hardest bit, and as soon as you get out, I think you can sort of push on from there. But I think they will. I think they're both, you know, they I don't think either will be in any trouble as the bottom two, but I think they'd probably be mid-table, if not slightly higher.
Just getting out of the National League in itself is very, very difficult. And, you know, I think for most clubs, you know, once you go down there, it's extremely hard to get back up. So just coming out into the Football League is quite a chip in itself. I think something internally is saying to me, I quite like York City to do well. I think there's something about them, I think, that I quite like. So I'd like to see them do quite well.
Plenty of things to look forward to over the coming EFL season, Championship, League One and League Two. Thank you very much, Andrew, Alex and Ryan, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.